Just a moment ago, we were discussing the future of the Great Barrier Reef with the Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, and looking at that $440 million grant to the corporate-backed Great Barrier Reef Foundation. But efforts to ensure the long-term survival of the reef continue in many places. With National Science Week kicking off this Saturday, the ABC is inviting you to become a virtual reef diver. Reef scientists have thousands, literally thousands, of underwater images from the length and the breadth of the Great Barrier Reef, and they want and they need your help to classify them. This project, launching this very morning, is all about helping our marine scientists get a better fix on the health of the entire reef at a time when it's facing multiple threats. Jo Khan is RN's inaugural Darren Osborne Science Cadet. She joined the researchers behind the project, where else but out on the reef.
Bobbing off the coast of Cairns, a group of scientists, tourism representatives, divers and reef managers have come together to hear about a new project. Virtual Reef Diver aims to tackle the challenge of closely monitoring the biggest living structure on the planet.
The idea and motivation for the Virtual Reef Diver project came from the situation where we have the Great Barrier Reef. It's massive in size, and so it's really hard for professional monitoring teams to measure everywhere.
Erin Peterson is an environmental statistician at the Queensland University of Technology. She is the one leading this new citizen science project.
So we just wanted to get more creative about the way we collect data and how we use that data so we can get a better idea of what's going on the reef.
They're calling on you to help. The Great Barrier Reef is 2,300 kilometres long and is made up of over 3,000 individual reefs, and scientists couldn't possibly monitor every single inch of it in fine detail, especially given how rapidly the reef is changing in the face of more coral bleaching events. And they want you to take a virtual dive to help them classify the health of the reef.
We're putting underwater images from the University of Queensland to Global Change Institute. They actually went and took millions of images underwater. Anyone can get involved, so they just go online and go to the Virtual Reef Diver website, and they can go to the classify page. And so you log on, and then you're served up images that you can classify hard coral in. You can also go to the explore page, and you can sort of explore the map and click on different images, and it classify those from there. You can decide whether you think it's hard or soft coral or a whole suite of other things, and we can estimate coral cover from their classification. Behind the scenes, that data gets sort of sucked into a model, and we use that scientific model to make predictions of coral cover across the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we have come down to our second...
The researchers say better data means better decision-making and could help us better protect the reef. Juan Ortiz is an ecologist from the Australian Institute of Marine Science, where he studies the effect of water quality and climate change on the reef. He says the data you provide through Virtual Reef Diver will help fill important gaps.
We found this to be a really, really interesting and important project because it's about consolidating data and making sure that data that usually is not used or even collected can become part of what we as scientists use. So for example, in my case, I use a lot the data that AIMS collect, what they call the long-term monitoring program, which is a very rigorous going to every reef in the same way. They are permanent transit, so we know exactly everything that happens in that reef. However, of course, there are limits because it's only 90 reefs out of 3,600 or so. So what we see in this project is that it, apart from all the stewardship and engagement opportunities, which on its own is justify the project, it's a great opportunity for us to have access to what we call gap filling. So let's say we actually do an analysis and we find that something is happening in the reef, but there is an area where we can understand what's going on. Either we just extrapolate from more data, or we can then query this new data set and see if we can find some glimmers of information there that can help us explain that little bit. So that's something that we didn't have before, and I think it's not very common anywhere in the world, so that would be really, really amazing.
Really, the big picture is we just need maps of the Great Barrier Reef. So we know where the coral reefs are, obviously, but we don't actually have a map of coral cover across the reef. You know, this is another product that managers can use to try to make better decisions. And so just being able to look at that map and see where other people are sampling means that we could target areas that aren't getting surveyed as much.
That's Dr. Erin Peterson from the Queensland University of Technology speaking with Joe Kahn about the Citizen Science Initiative Virtual Reef Diver. It's a partnership between the ABC and the QUT, the Institute of Technology, and it's open for business from today. If you want to get involved, head to abc.net.au/scienceweek.